One of the very common phrases you hear, which I want to clarify, they tell you the stories when a person makes his Kabbalahs for Yom Neroyim and he's going to work on himself and make a Kabbalahs, it says it should be small Kabbalahs. Rav Katzel, when he talks about it, he says that obviously every Kabbalah a person is going to make for Yom Neroyim, it should be a Kabbalah which is going to be something which you're going to be able to keep. He says otherwise, all you're really doing is being mechanic yourself in Sheker. You're training yourself to do something which is false, because if you're going to make a Kabbalah, I'm not going to speak any Lashon Hara this whole year. I mean, that's not realistic. You're not going to keep that. So what have you done? You basically come to Kodesh Baruch Hu with something which you know is false. So that can't be the void of a person. A person has to make a Kabbalah, something which is going to be effective. So they tell you, if your Rebbe usually tells you the stories, he tells you the Maaseh of Reb Shach. Yeah, thank you very much. That Reb Shach said, Sal, he made his Kabbalah for the year. So what was his Kabbalah? He's going to bench from a bencher. So now you know that you know your Kabbalah for the year is you bench from a bencher. Every time you bench from a bencher, Mamash, you're going to go to Gan Eden. You bench from a bencher this year, you're going to go to Gan Eden. Sounds funny. I don't know. That was the Reb Shach's point, was the bench from a bencher. But I can't tell the story is true or not, but that's what they say. And that's going to be solve our problem. So over the years, I've told you an explanation to it. I want to maybe take that and expand on that a little bit. I once heard from one of my rebellion, Rav Chaim Sikatzik Livracha, he said over from Rebbe Lapian, I think he actually heard a rebellion was in America, and he heard Rebbe Lapian say this. He spoke about the Memeches Torah Shatar Nikdis Behem. So there's 48 different things a person needs for Kinyan Torah. So it sounds like a tremendous amount. So, you know, if you go through the list over there, the different meters a person needs, the different things, etc. And say, wow, when am I going to ever get all those meters? How can I acquire Torah? I don't have all of these meters. So I'm very limited in my ability to acquire Torah. So Rebbe Lapian said, nowadays we have a concept, we buy a house. You buy a house with a down payment. So this house costs $400,000, $500,000. I don't have that type of money. So I come in and give a down payment and I pay off the rest of the money over a period of time. So he says, the same thing is true with the Memeches Torah Shatara Nikdis Behem. You need all of these things to become a Torah. There's a down payment. And then you have to pay off the rest of the Chayv over a period of time. So you start with one of them and that's your down payment. And then you pay off the Chayv with the rest of them. Yes, to truly acquire a Torah, a person's going to have to eventually be kind of all of the Memeches Torah Shatara Nikdis Behem. He needs all of them. But it's not, you can't start acquiring Torah without them. So he said there's a process, and the person understands it's a process. So I told you that, I've said before, this idea that a person comes to Yom Neroyim, I heard this from Rashiv Reb Chaim Stein, Zichro Livracha, that he makes a small Kabbalah. The point that he may have a small Kabbalah is not the pshat is, okay, that's all I'm going to work on. The person has to come with a tachnit. I would like to be X. This is my goal for my next few years, my life, whatever it is. This is what I would like to look like. But it comes that the Yom Ha'achron, I would like to be such a person. I understand it's a long process. I want to get there. I'm going to start with one small point now, another point after that, etc. So I'm building up, it's a process of building up towards a very large goal. If I tried to become that at this one moment, I jump into it, I know it's not going to be successful, and that's just an exercise in futility, and that's what Rav Katzel is saying, that's an exercise in sheker. I would like to be more careful in speaking Lashon Hara. Yes. So what am I going to do about that? So I'm going to work on being more aware of other people's feelings. I'm going to try and take a period of time in the day which I'm going to be careful and speak, and what I don't talk too much in general. I have different ways I'm going to get to that goal, which is to be more, and I say it's a 10-year goal. It's a 20-year goal. But I'm starting now with something which is a bite-sized thing, something which I can handle, something which I can work with, which will work with me. I'm interested in doing it, I can handle it, but all because I have a picture of a real change. But if all I come to Kodesh Baruch Hu is like, you know, Rosh Hashanah, listen, change, no, that's not me. I like that the way I like me myself the way I am. You know, I'm pretty perfect. I just need the word bench from a bencher. And I solve all my problems. I don't think that's going to really get you through Yom Neroyim, through Yom Adin, with a tshuva, which is going to work. Now, if your name is Rav Shach, that's Alma. The only issue you had left was benching from a bencher. Because of the hate, you know, work on benching from a bencher. You know, I think the story, which I've heard from Rebbeim say over to their kids, it gets me a little bit nervous that there's a little more to the story. So I want to talk about both of the two of these points. One point I want to talk about, that the process of tshuva, we come to Yom Nerayim, there's a process of tshuva. Tshuva has to be real. The point that Rebbe Katzel is saying is that it's you know, we get inspired. A person comes to Yom Nerayim, a person comes to Elul, comes to Yom Nerayim, he hears something which inspires him, he reads something which inspires him, he contemplates something, the davening touches him, something happens in a person's life, and he's inspired. So I have to really change. I'm not happy with where I am. The problem, the danger with inspiration is that inspiration, it dissipates. And many times what inspiration does is I try to make a change which is too large for myself. It's not real. Again, I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. You know what? Okay, you're not going to speak Lashon Hara. But if you haven't worked out how you're going to deal with some realities in your life, that's not realistic tshuva. You're not going to speak Lashon Hara, but you're going home ben hazman. And you have some friends which you haven't seen in a while, and the nature of the conversation with the friends is, okay, so what's going on in yeshiva? What are your rebbeim like? What are the guys in yeshiva like? Oh, I can't tell you it's Lashon Hara. Well, first of all, it's Lashon Hara to say I can't say it's Lashon Hara, but that's besides the point. If we were Lashon Torah, we wouldn't be saying that, right? It's called a bak Lashon Hara. But what are you going to do? That's a situation which is real. It's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. It happened last Ben Hazmanim. It happened Ben Hazmanim before that. If you haven't thought out a plan how you're going to deal with that, that's not real tshuva. I'm not going to speak Lashon Hara. But you know, but by the time Ben Hazmanim is over, that it's not going to work. So what are you going to do about that? How are you going to deal with that? Okay, so I can't deal with it totally. You know, good. So how can I cut it down? So maybe I'll make it my business to find new friends. Maybe that's my solution. Maybe I'll limit the time I spend with these guys because I know these type of guys are like, I'm not comfortable. I'm not ready yet to tell them, you know, guys, I don't like talking about this. Well, what happened? You from that? You fell on your head? I'm like, I can't deal with that line yet. I'm not ready for that line yet. Maybe whatever it is. Whatever it is, you got to think. You have to think about what are we talking about. Okay, I want to learn more. Bittul Torah is like the Yeshiva Bachur's avoid it. What am I going to do about it? How am I going to deal with, okay, it's 2 months into the winter and I'm burnt out. If I don't have a plan for that now, I didn't do tshuva. Tshuva has to be real. That's the first point. The second point I want to talk about, which is really the main thing I want to talk about, there's a sefer from Rav Volbo about his shmuzin that he said during tkufas of Elul and Yom Nerayim over a period of different years. It's the best way to describe the sefer is a delicious sefer. It's the best way to describe the sefer as far as I'm concerned. It's also very fascinating, but it's delicious. He has, and what he did many of the years was he would take a concept, an idea, and that would be the theme of all of the shmuzin that he would say throughout the period of Elul and Yom Nerayim. So the shmuzin from the year Tavshin Chaf, the Elul Tavshin Chaf, imagine means going into Tavshin Chaf Aleph, 1960. The topic of the shmuzin was a concept which I think is very important for as Bachram to understand, for adults to understand. There's a pasuk, so I'm going to paraphrase some of the points that he says over here. Most of what I'm saying is from him. There's a pasuk, Parshas Veschanon, V'nashantem, it says that there's going to be a period of time it's going to come, V'nashantem ba'oritz, V'nashantem ba'oritz, you're going to become old in the land. And the Baruch Hashem promises that if that's where you get to that point in time, Kevoy Tavidun, that you're going to be destroyed. You're going to be totally lost from the land. Because I'll say V'nashantem is a gematria of 852. Klai was in the land 850 years. And the Baruch Hashem is out 2 years out of Eretz Yisrael, 2 years early, Pius Rishon. Because had we stayed two more years, the pasuk of Nishantim would have been Niskayim, and Klaiso would have been totally destroyed. And that's what it means. The Kodesh Baruch Hu did a chesed to Klaiso that he was brought the raw early. Like bring raw, being evil early is good. Yeah, it is good for Klaiso. So there's a cancer called Rashantan Boris. Person gets old. What exactly does it mean a person gets old? It's referring to what is the pasuk referring to when a person gets old over here? But Rashantan Boris, Klaus is getting old. It doesn't mean they physically get old, that's not a problem. Number one. Number two, there's a fascinating chazal, which most of you have heard somewhere along the lines of the Gemara, the end of the Chagiga. The Gemara says that Parshi Yisrael are Malaya Mitzvahs Karim. Even the Parshi, even the people in Klaus do the wrong thing, are still full of mitzvahs. Like a Riman, the Riman is full of these seeds. Even the Parshi in Klaus are Malaya Mitzvahs Karim. So the more darshans, kefelach harimun rakaseich, atika rakaseich el rekonim shibich. The empty ones in Klai Yisrael are Malayan, like a Riman. So now the problem is, if the empty ones are full, that's what the Pasuk just said, the rekonim are Malayan. The empty ones are full. So if the empty ones are full, what are the full ones? How much more full can you be than full? The Pasuk describes those which are empty as being full. What are the ones which are full of? What's the difference between the two of them? There is a medrash in Bereishis Rabba that he brings. Rashi brings this concept at the end of Parshas Meskanon. That the Bershom takes the toy which the Rishoyim do in this world, and they give it the tzchar in this world in order that they should not get the tzchar alam ha'ab. But the language of the Medrash is interesting. It says it in the following way. It says, mitzvahs kalois she'osu b'olam hazeh. What is the stress on the word mitzvahs kalois? Rav Volbel suggests that the pshat is the following. Chazal said it's chayav mitzvah b'chayav malacha. You can't pay for mitzvahs in this world. So how do you understand that the Rosh Hashanah is paying for chayav mitzvahs kalos that the Rosh Hashanah are doing in Olam Hazeh in order to prevent them from getting Olam Haba? If we know Chazal says chayav mitzvah b'chayav malacha, you cannot pay for the chayav mitzvahs in this world. A human being has challenges. A human being has areas which he's good at, areas which he's not good at, areas which are challenging or not challenging. He says, most people, if you give them a choice between Isaac and Staka, Gimel Chasadim, those type of things, that I don't have to, or sitting and learning a whole day, here's a choice. Here's we need three guys to volunteer to go and do Chesed and take care of somebody for the whole day, and everybody else, you guys sit and learn the whole day. Most of us will volunteer for the Chesed project. Chesed project is the easier project. We're inclined toward it. We enjoy it. It's comfortable. Learning, putting your head inside a Gemara for 12 hours in a day is very hard. It's very hard to put your head in a Gemara for 12 hours a day. It's exhausting. The person puts his head in the Gemara for 12 hours a day, comes out in an absolute, he's exhausted the way he's supposed to. That's Mrs. Kallis and Mrs. Chamudis. Mrs. Kalos are the ones which we do because our nature is inclined towards it and we're comfortable with it. And those mitzvahs do not require us to go above and beyond our nature. They do not require us to go beyond Olam Hazeh. So that schar can be paid in Olam Hazeh, in this world. You can reward in this world things which are this world type of things. To ask a person to go beyond his nature and above his nature, what's comfortable for him, and move into a higher level and a higher madrega, you can't pay for that in this world. Because it's beyond this world. The Rishoyim are Malayim, the Rekonim, the empty ones, are full of mitzvahs, but they're Mrs. Kalos. They can spend the whole day doing mitzvahs, but it's the easy ones, the ones that they're comfortable with. They're not looking to challenge himself in the areas where there is challenge, to grow into the areas where a person has to move, a person has to change himself. I'm comfortable with where I am, and that's where I want to stay. So I'm willing to fill up the day with that. So I'm good at learning a few hours a day, I can handle a few hours a day, and I can do a few other things, etc. And he's a nice guy. We had one Talmud here in Yeshiva. A tremendous Baal Chesed. I mean, if a guy needed the favor to be driven to New York, he would drive the guy to New York. I would happen to his Seder, but the guy needs a favor. And then when Rabbi Kreiser said he can't go, she says, I mean, the guy, what's the guy supposed to do now? Like, who asked you to be the big Baal Chesed to offer the guy to drive to New York? And leave him stuck with no Eitzah. He meant it seriously. He really cared about other people. So I said, okay. So here's the solution. Solution is you sit and learn the way you're supposed to. Hard, uncomfortable, difficult. So again, we said before, the goal isn't to change overnight. The goal is to move towards that target, but to recognize that's the target. That the target that a person has in his life is to address the areas which are uncomfortable, to address the areas which we're not good at, to address the areas where we feel limited, and overcome that. If we want to stay in our comfort zone, so we end up with we're Olam HaZedek people, not Olam HaBodek people. It says the human being is called upon to be mechadish, to become new. We all like things which are new. Because I'll say that the words of Torah should be, Rashi says, Hayoim. When the king makes a new proclamation, everybody wants to go and look at the sign. It's been up on the bulletin board for months. Nobody looks at it. So you have to look at Torah as if it's brand new. It's a new diukkama of the proclamation of the king. Everybody's runs to read it. But how do you make Torah new? How in the world do you make Torah exciting? And I saw this before. I said Kriyat Shema yesterday. I said Kriyat Shema the day before. I davened yesterday. I davened the day before. I learned the first Mishnah Chesed Abatim 6 times already. What makes it new? Where do you make Torah new? And if you don't make Torah new, if the Torah isn't the area where you find your excitement and your newness, you will find it somewhere else. Chadashim Yikar Bo, Loisurma Baseichem, if you're not going to find the newness in Torah, you'll find the newness in Avodah Zarah. Whatever that Avodah Zarah is, the Avodah Zarah of the generation. Be it technology, be it whatever it is, you're going to find your excitement, the newness, the new things, that what Setutzach, as they say, something that happening in something else. If you can't find it in Torah, you're going to find it somewhere else. Where do you find it? How can you find newness in Torah? So Revolver says that a person who understands that there's challenges, and I don't stay in my comfort zone, and I'm willing to work on the hard parts are hard work, but when you conquer them, it feels good, because it's new. When I conquer my nature to sit, and I said, Revolver has a fascinating horror. Just not over here in Al Ishur. There's a concept that he calls the difference between frumkeit and a true baal mussar. Frumkeit, is the way you're supposed to do mitzvahs, usually it's very outward focus, etc. So we know that there's a lacha when a person says Kriya Shema, in Mekabel Omal Kushema. It's brought down from the Svarim Kedoshim that a person should accept the Omal Kushemaim to the point that he's willing to give his life up for Mesiris Nefesh to a Kfar Kodesh Baruch. So he's supposed to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, picture himself being thrown into the fiery furnace, Al Kiddush Hashem. That's what Sorim said. So I don't know whether you've ever had the experience of meeting a person who's done that. I have. There was a Yid in Muncie. His name was Remorkel. He used to call him Remorkel Tzadik. So the Vishnu Chassid, and he davened, his average shachar was 2 hours plus. So he's chassidish, they weren't so machmir on necessarily repeating things, And he would repeat things, and he would get into it, he would touch it in Yiddish sometimes, And he would jump up and down, and he would stamp his feet, he would do the whole thing. Like, Mamish, they put, the visual chassidim didn't let him daven visions anywhere, just to bother them already. So he used to daven in this little shtiepel the Bedicha, there's a Bedicha Rishtibul in Muncie, and he used to daven the Bedicha Rishtibul. So my miles, I went to the Bedicha Rishtibul one time for Maariv, and Rav Mordechai was right behind me. So I didn't daven, I couldn't focus on my davening too much because I was busy watching him. But I heard a person say Shema, and I heard him falling into the Kibshon Eish. I heard him falling into the fire. I mean, you heard the guy falling into the fire. I mean, I don't know if you heard it. It was like it was the most awesome thing I ever heard in my life. It was like Imamish heard the person giving it up. Okay, there's Hashem. Why are we saying Hashem? Okay, good. Now we're not holding by that. You, most of us. I mean, and he was jumping up and down. He was like the whole thing. It was like the man had physical ailments because of it. He had stomach problems. He had eyesight problems. The intensity of his davening was so powerful that physically it impacted him. He didn't give up because that's what tefillah is supposed to look like. So, but most of us, okay, so we think they're Hashem Echad, Kiddush Hashem. I love a Kiddush Baruch Hu so much, and I believe in the oneness of Kiddush Baruch Hu so much, that if a Kiddush Baruch Hu calls upon me to give up my life, not to be Arbet Avodah Zarah, I will give up my life, not be Arbet Avodah Zarah. Okay, so I'm ready to give up my whole being for Kiddush Baruch Hu. Now, Kiddush Baruch Hu also said that you shouldn't be Mevatel Torah in the middle of Seder. So I'm in the middle of learning, and the guy comes over to me, you want to hear a story? 1 second. I'm willing to even give up my life for Kiddush Hashem, a couple of karma. I'm willing to not listen to what you have to tell me while I'm in the middle of Seder. No. It's very, what do you want to say? What do you tell me about it? So that's frumkeit. That's not avoided. You know, I have a better idea, he says. Be makabul, Hashem Echad, I'm going to learn an hour of Seder without hefsek. That's a true Kabbalah. There you be makabul, the malchus of Kiddush Baruch Hu. That Kiddush Baruch Hu is real to you to the point that you're going to submit your desires to Him. I would like to talk, but Kiddush Baruch Hu says, "Learn." Right? So I'm in Makabel Olma Chushimayim that I'm going to do what He wants me to do. Kibshon Eish is not your problem. That's not what you're holding about. That's just fooling yourself. That's frumkeit. So what you're holding by is, can I learn for half an hour straight? Without saying an extra word, a comment to somebody, an interesting line, a good line, and maybe it's not a half an hour, maybe it's 20 minutes. So I'm in Makabel 20 minutes. I can do that's avoided. That's where I'm taking the areas where I have challenges and say, okay, now I'll work on it for X amount of weeks. Now that's up the ante because version says, you know, 20 minutes is nice, but you know that's not where it ends. So it's hard. But if a person makes that Kabbalah and he sticks to it for 2 or 3 weeks, it's a Kabbalah which is within his grasp. It's not the same excitement as a brand new technological toy, but it's new. It's exciting because after you finish a few weeks, you know what? Wow, I feel good. I did something. I really moved myself forward. That's the chadashus with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Torah can give you. And that's real. The person's being honest with himself that's he's working within where he is, but he's creating a chiddush that I understand that the Torah is important. I believe that b'emunah shleima. I find it difficult to submit myself to that reality yet, so I'm going to move myself forward. You know, I have a guy who gets on my nerves. I would like to say lashon hara about him. I would like to insult him. I would like to take revenge on him. I'll do a lot of things to him. Kiddush Baruch Hu says no. I find it difficult. I have resentment to this person. He's done things to me which he deserves. He deserves. But Kiddush Baruch Hu said no. So I'm not ready to give that up yet. So there's me and a Kiddush Baruch Hu, and there's two wills over here. So instead of falling into the Kibshon Eish. I'm telling you, Kiddush Eish is much easier than forgoing saying that line of lashon hara about the guy. Because Kiddush Eish, it's not what you're grappling with. It's not real to you. And saying lashon hara is where you live. There's a line that goes like this. It's a fellow, you know, it's Russia, and this is in the times of the communist regime. So they tell the fellow, you know, he says, comrade, if you would have two cars, what would you do with them? So I'd give one to the state. Comrade, if you would have two houses, what would you do? I'd give one to the state. Comrade, if you would have two, right, Kamer, if you have two sweaters, what would you do? He's quiet. He says, I understand. You're ready to give your house and your car and your this. What else? He says, I have two sweaters. I don't have two houses and two cars. That's not my problem. I'm not grappling with Kiddush Hashem. That's not my problem. But I'm grappling with Lashon Hara. So am I ready to change that? Not easy. Yeah, so I'd rather go play with a technological toy and say Lashon Hara. You know, because that's where I get my Kiddush in my tech, in my computers. Because we enjoy the newness. You know what? Get your newness in Torah. And it's much easier. Mrs. I'll do tzedakah the whole day. I'll tell you, I'll be Baal Chesed all day. But Lashon Hara, you know, you can't take away from me. That's my lifeline. Because how I get back at people which bother me. So the verse says it's very nice. I'll give you a scar for all your tzedakah and chesed that you did in Olam Hazeh. Because you didn't go above and beyond you, the human being that you are. You stayed the same human being. Go above and beyond means take your desires and submit them to me. Ooh, that's I can't pay for that in Olam Hazeh. That's Olam Haba. That's way beyond the limitations of this world. Personally, I'm ready to pay you for that in Olam Haba, not in Olam Hazeh. So a person wants to make areas of, again, it's not doesn't have the same excitement as, you know, on the moment. But a person does it for a few weeks even. Not even a long time, a few weeks. He really works on it. And it's hard. It's hard. And he overcomes it. It's not way beyond his abilities. He overcomes it. He feels good about himself. He accomplished something new. His Torah is now new. His Avoda is now new. It's different than it was before. You say, what's the grace of Maaseh? Well, you know, so my Kabbalah was that I'm only going to speak about Lashon Hara by lunch. Not by breakfast, not by supper. Okay. That was the Kabbalah. You know, it's like, I still say Lashon Hara about the guy. But yeah, but I control myself. By breakfast, and they said somebody mentioned his name, and I didn't say anything. And by supper, I did the same thing. And I got all my lunchtime, I let it all out. Okay, you know. I still could. I'm learning to change, to grow, to control myself. Whatever each person has to look in his nigi levavoi, what's his challenges? Where are the areas which he's grappling with? Right. The challenges which exist. You know, there's plenty of challenges which surround us. And say, you know, I don't have to overcome it today. I have to say, that's my goal. That's where I want to go. This is just a down payment. I'm making a down payment now of where I want to go with my life. I would like to be a person who's free of Lashon Hara, who's above that and beyond that, and that doesn't interest me. Like, why do I get my jollies for making somebody else feel bad? Why do I get my jollies? I have to get back at somebody. What do you mean you have to get back at somebody for? Like, why? You're so small, you're so petty that you have to get back at somebody. Like, why? I understand that. I want to be beyond that, but I'm not ready to be beyond that. But let's move towards that. And imagine the day when you get there, you say, wow, I really did it. I climbed the mountain. So to climb the mountain, you don't start with the mountain. The guy says, you know, yeah, I'm going to climb a mountain. Never climbed a mountain before in my life. I'm going to climb a mountain. You know, the rescue squad picks him up halfway up the mountain. That's not the goal. The goal, so I take a small little hill and I start with that. But that's not the goal in life. It's to climb hills, the bench from benchers. That's not the goal in life. The goal in life is to overcome these things. But I understand you start small. And the Yetzer comes along. He says, "You want to get a chiddush and a geshmak in what you're doing? Yeah, garnish katan. It didn't really accomplish anything. Excuse me, Yetzer, don't tell me what's good and what's not good. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu say what's good and what's not good." Version says, Every word of Lashon Hara is an Aveira. So if a person comes to Shemayim with 20 words of Lashon Hara, and each one of them, Chofetz Chaim, talks about how chomer it is, that's 20 times Gehenna. And I have to tell you, from the description of Gehenna, 20 times Gehenna is worse than 19 times Gehenna. It is. I promise you. Gehenna, that's the Yetzer Hara talk. That's the Yetzer Hara talk. Or you do something good, so you get Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Olam Haba. You know, I'm happy. I mean, just give me a Moshe Relam Haza, you know, I'm happy, right? Or, you know, or pain, you know, pain. the both sides. So the guy, you know, he made $1 billion. He said, okay, I'm happy with $1 billion. I don't want any more. You know, I would like to meet the guy. I mean, yeah, we say that now. We don't know what $1 billion is. When you get the first $1 billion, you're interested in the second one. Besides, Chazal said, it's practical, that's the reality. Pain, I can have, you know, terrible pain. Listen, pain is pain. Yeah, right. The pain of severing a finger is different than the pain of picking your finger. And the pain of 10 hours of that is worse than 3 hours of it. Right? Pain is pain. That's what you say, you're not living in it. So, averas are chomer and mitzvahs are valuable. And one mitzvah and one shinui is a valuable thing. The Yetzer Hara comes and it's garnished. It's tremendous. It's tremendous that you made a small change. Especially because you come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm ready to make a big change. I just can't handle it yet. But I'm willing to move towards it. So take this as a down payment. I'm really changing. Ah, it's a down payment that I'm really changing. I'm interested, the Russian says. That's Mamish Gewaldik. It's a down payment and I'm going to change my life one step at a time. So that's what I mean. A small Kabbalah is it's a one step at a time, but it's a major shift in direction. That's tremendous. And never downplay the value of a small accomplishment. The accomplishment should be real. It should be honest. And understand the value of what you're doing. And that's the person who lets himself get a geschmack in what he's doing. So he gets his chiddush and his geschmack in that. He will be drawn to get the chiddush and the geschmack in the foreign areas where we're challenged constantly to look for those places. Hashem hopefully will give us the koyach, the siyata d'shmaya, that will move towards these things, grow towards these things. Again, a person needs direction, a person should be discussing, asking, getting direction from a Rebbe, from discussing with Chaverim, what he has to work on, etc. How making a chavrut toiv, who will together, they'll work on something, they'll mechayev each other. There's so many different ways of doing it. But there's tremendous opportunities in front of us to accomplish tremendous things, Be'ez Hashem.